The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. All it takes is a bite for a Tasmanian devil to pass a lethal cancer onto its kin. Now scientists have figured out the origin of the transmissible facial tumor disease that's wiping out the creatures. Their nerve cells. The finding, which was based on genetic testing of the cancerous tumors, could lead to diagnostic tests, treatments, and vaccines for the disease, which are currently unavailable. The findings represent a big step forward in the race to save the devils from extinction. By diagnosing those with the facial cancer, which is called devil facial tumor disease, scientists would be able to isolate the animals before they infect others. That's important for their survival, as past research has shown that the animals mingle quite a bit, meaning lots of chances for physical contact and spread of the cancer cells. Scientists analyzed the genetic material taken from these tumors and other tissues on those affected and unaffected devils. Results showed the facial tumors were genetically identical to one another, but distinct from other tissues and other types of tumors. The team found the tumor genes were most similar to Schwann cells, a type of tissue that cushions and protects nerve fibers.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.